This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Obviously, we still miss our guy, Joe Freberg. Joe was amazing to us for so many years on legal issues. Joe left us earlier this year. We still have legal issues to discuss, and Joe's good friend Paul Applebaum has joined us multiple times. Paul is outstanding himself, and I've got a couple of cases legally, locally, that I want to discuss with Paul. Mr. Applebaum is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Paul, how are you today?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Let's start with what's going on with the businesses going after Minneapolis and Mayor Fry. I'm going to look at Jeff Day's story. And it talks about, you know, George Floyd Square, those businesses. And last week, the owners of Cup Foods filed a civil lawsuit in Hennepin County seeking $30 million in damages, arguing the city's action ruined the businesses and constitute an unlawful taking of their property, excuse me. The lawsuit argues the business lost revenue, real estate value, and reputation, among other things, due to how the city handled the unrest after George Floyd was murdered in this area by Minneapolis police. Do these businesses, in particular Cup Foods, do they have a chance in this case?
I think they do. I was actually just coincidentally driving past Cup Foods about 2 weeks ago. And if I was a business owner in that neighborhood, I would be, my attitude would be enough is enough. You know, they have businesses to run, and the climate around there is just, I get the whole emotional and political and psychological importance of that location, but these guys there is absolutely no way they can have a viable business in that location going forward. And I was driving past there, and I literally, that shows you what a geek I am. I was thinking, you know, the city of Minneapolis effectively did a taking on their property by inaction, not by action, but by inaction, and letting everything that's gone on down there continue to go on. And so they basically have taken, whatever the English is, the businesses, and the city should be responsible. I think the lawyers are doing a smart thing by forcing the city to begin eminent domain. This is super inside baseball geeky.
Yep.
Law stuff.
But it matters, right, in understanding how they would do this.
And so they would trigger an eminent domain action. Eminent domain is a vehicle where cities can just roll up to your business and say, we're going to take your business, and they give you notice and whatnot. And then it's just a battle of the experts over
how much, right?
Yeah. How much, what the value of the real estate is, what's the value of the businesses. I had one of these years ago in San Diego when the Padres were building a stadium down by the waterfront.
Mm-hmm.
And I represented a guy who had a huge recycling yard. And so it took forever. I was in San Diego for half a year. But
that must have been tough. Dave, this guy's pretty savvy. Get the case.
Yeah.
Get the cases, or I got to spend 6 months in San Diego.
Long case. Ah, bummer.
Yeah.
I wasn't married. You know, it got rough down there.
Yeah, I bet it did, Paul. Yeah, it's really tough. You know?
It got rough. Boy, oh boy, I wrote my mom every day.
Yeah. So let me amplify this, because George Floyd's murdered. There is international outrage. We were talking about this the other day, because they still can't make a decision on what's going to happen with the square. And
right.
I put the over-under of that probably about 90 years from now. They'll still be debating it. I mean, there were months, if not years, Paul, where city of Minneapolis, the police could not even go into the area.
Right.
Right? Right.
No police.
And I get, right, again, there's still divide. George Floyd murdered. No, he wasn't murdered. It's fentanyl. Hero, not a hero. It was symbolic to people of color saying, this could have been me, and this type of behavior has happened decade after decade. So it resonated more, and I get that. But I was floored how long the city sat there and just said, well, we can't do anything. And it's been months since I drove down there. But I think it was in the spring, and I thought the same thing, Paul. I thought, how are you flourishing? You are punishing the businesses, including Cup Foods, where
right.
he used the counterfeit bill, right? And all the they want to go back. I'm sure they still want to honor George Floyd in some way, but they want to have people go there and buy products at their store so they have a chance to succeed, and that hasn't happened. They have not had that opportunity since what took place.
And so my attitude towards it was, they, like I said, they have in effect, I don't know what the right verb is, but perpetrated a taking of the area by their inaction. Usually, can I tell you what's kind of flaky about this situation from a legal standpoint?
Yeah, for sure.
So the plaintiffs are, normally it's the municipality that rolls up on the business owners and says, we're going to take this for a street or whatever, a stadium, and they initiate it. And then the businesses are just trying to get their fair value. This is what makes it a little bit unusual. The wrinkle is that the businesses are forcing the city to initiate the eminent domain. And that's quite different than the normal.
Has that worked, and has that been successful before? Is there any precedent for this?
Not sure about that, but I think this will work, because I think it's not possible that there isn't a lot of sympathy for the innocent business owners that are in that area. And if you go there, the place is like a dystopian, hellscape. And I used to live in that neighborhood, so I know the vibe and everything, but it is not conducive to commerce. Let's put it that way.
This is local attorney Paul Applebaum, who's going to serve us very well on different legal matters. Let me get to another part of the story. As Jeff Day writes, this comes 2 months after a Hampton County judge, Judge Wall, dismissed a civil lawsuit filed by the owners in 23 that sought $1.5 million damages from the city and Fry. The judge dismissed with prejudice claims of negligent nuisance against the city and claims the city charter had been violated, meaning they can't be refiled. Okay, is that an indication that this might be an uphill battle for the businesses?
I don't, Lord knows I filed a lot of complaints where half the claims got knocked out, but you go with what survives. I don't know that it's any indication besides that the judge looked at the claims and said, these don't fit with this factual situation. Like a negligence, to bring a claim against the city for negligence, I think it's a higher standard, so I think it's a pretty weak claim. I think this one might have legs, though. I really do. But it's just a matter of the forcing the city to begin the eminent domain. I mean, and so I think this judge is sympathetic to the situation. I think he didn't like the claims that were brought initially, and that really, you just regroup and figure out what's still viable, and then you go forward. I just think these people have just been devastated, the business owners, I mean.
Absolutely. Let's do this. Let me do this, because I want to get to this vasectomy case, too, because we talked about this before, And now we've got a ruling for $1.1 million. I'm going to get your analysis on this. This is Paul Applebaum. He's a very good local attorney. He's with us. Let's talk about the Excelsior parents when they thought, they have been told incorrectly, that a vasectomy had been effective. Guess what? They get pregnant years later, and now we have a decision for a significant amount of money. We'll get to that case in moments on CCO.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We discussed this case a couple weeks ago when I was getting ready to go to trial. Let's bring it up now because we have a decision. Remind you that local excellent attorney Paul Applebaum is still with us. We're talking about the Slatkowskis, Megan and Steve. They had kids before, decided we have kids, and we've decided we don't want to have any more kids. They work with Minnesota Urology, highly, highly respected here in town. Steve gets a vasectomy, brings back the semen. They said, all good, you can't have kids. Guess what happens? Years later, they get pregnant. And they sue Minnesota Urology. And after about a week or so of a trial, they end up with an award of $1.1 million to Megan, $450,000. That's for discomfort and embarrassment, emotional distress of Stephen, the father, $150,000, spousal services. It just kind of goes on, including the cost of raising their son to the age of 18, which was just under $400,000. It's complicated in a lot of ways, Paul, because when we talked about this, including with the audience, you're like, okay, how do you then explain to your child who was born, we love you, we're glad you're here, but we also sued the company that allowed you to be here, and we won $1.1 million. So Minnesota Urology has admitted that their former triage nurse, the nurse has since passed away, just misread the results. It wasn't like they were wrong. It was just somehow it said, by the way, you know, your semen is still active, or however we would phrase it. And should have said, no, we have to perform the vasectomy again, which I'm sure would have excited Steve a lot, but was wrong, just misread it. What are your thoughts on this and how they arrived at these costs to individuals involved when clearly Minnesota Urology, at least the employee, did make the mistake?
This case gives me a stomachache. It does, because it's got so many profound issues that are attached to it that are not necessarily, you know, a medical malpractice case. I mean, it's just like,
because that's what they pursued, right? They pursued medical malpractice in this.
Right. Yep. And it's just like you think about just what you said. You explained to little baby, you know, X that, hey, we didn't watch it, but, you know, we made a nice score before you were born.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's just it seems it couldn't be real, you know, and they did sue for punitive damages, which the judge threw out.
Yep.
So then they were left with compensatories, which are, as anybody with kids know, it's a substantial amount of dollars to raise a child properly.
Oh yeah.
And I won't tell you how many children I have over what, how many decades, but it gives me a stomachache. But it's just, it's, I mean, here's how you're going to win or lose that trial on your jury selection. And how do you weed out the jurors who are of the attitude that every life is sacred and no matter how your child comes to you,
it's a blessing.
You know,
it's a gift.
It's a blessing. Yeah,
yep.
It's a blessing. And how are you even introducing money into this whole equation? You should be thanking the folks. And so, and there are a significant percentage of people, and that's the way they see it. And then there's other ones, the other jurors who would say, it's my right to choose when and where I'm going to have children, and you took that away from me. And, you know, now I have to face these really profound decisions, whether to terminate the pregnancy or bring it to, you know, to fruition. And what are the costs attendant to all that? Because we didn't want any of this. So it's actually fascinating to think about it. And it would be hard to pick a jury. Wouldn't be hard, but you really have to work to get people's real attitudes towards these things, because it would affect whether the clinic is found liable and then what are the damages going to be. But a big victory came when they got the punitive damages claim dismissed.
Right. How would you go about trying to pick the, if you're representing the parents, how would you try to identify the ones who could potentially identify your side of this legal argument?
I think it's the other way around. You want to knock out the people that are cannot dispense with their bias towards your claim. You know, you really need to identify the outliers that just will not hear the evidence. Those are really usually adverse. You can tell the jurors who are hearing your message. You have to punch through jurors where they say, I can be fair. And, you know, you've got to dig deeper. And I really am aggressive with stuff like that. I don't just take their word for it when there's an important issue. I had a trial not long ago, this summer, where an aspect of the case was homosexuality. And, you know, of course, everybody's saying, oh, I don't have a bias. And so I started to really get aggressive with people, because you have to know how they really see things. Because if they're not hearing your message, I don't care how good of a case you put in, you ain't going to win. But this is the same kind of case. It's just, God, when you think about the profound issues that were in this case, and it really is just kind of it's kind of a straightforward, you know, malpractice case. But what's in people's brains, you need to find out what they're really thinking, because you need to strike them for cause if they can't let go of their bias.
Just one more question on this. There's no doubt urology, Minnesota urology, screwed up, right? The family decided for business opportunities that the parents wanted to pursue. Also, maybe feeling like, hey, we have the kids we have now are healthy.
Mm-hmm.
This is a lot. This is daunting. Are you surprised that they ended up winning, and they won the $1.1
million? No.
How come?
I think because I think in the United States 2024, people accept that parents have the right to, I'm using this, I'm not trying to be flippant, but design their family, if you know what I mean. And if three kids was what they could afford financially, you know, to raise them without sacrificing you know, quality of life for the existing three, that's their prerogative. And, you know, they were misled. And I think those are arguments that resonate with most people, but you got to find those outliers that are lurking on the jury, that are going to gum up the works, you know, either in the jury room or in whatever. You just got to get at those people before you make your final jury selection. So no, I'm not surprised. And especially Minnesota, I mean, not, you know, it's a mixed bag, but most people are fairly progressive. I'm using that loosely, and would believe that parents get to design or decide the size of their family And what if they had very modest incomes? Another child is a huge, you know, a huge burden.
Let's be honest also, again, if you've decided that we're at the right number and they had three before and you have big plans and you feel like you did everything right.
Yep.
There's a lot of people who still would love every second of the time. They might not like all of it. Let's be honest. It's really hard, but they would love every second. But also say, wait a second. We went through this process and you didn't live up to your end. And by the way, your end was just reading a report from a document.
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing if the vasectomy didn't work, which it didn't, and then they sued him because it didn't work. Well, get out of here. Then you can just have another vasectomy. This is just somebody made what appears to be just an honest mistake. I don't think anybody believes there was any malice to it. We all can make mistakes. This was a rather big one for this family.
And, you know, one of the things that they probably argued as far as punitives would be there should be safety mechanisms in place where there's, like, double checking, you know, when you're and then it becomes, you didn't want to spend the money to have a double affirmation of the, I don't know the right word, but of the tests and things like that. And, you know, it's like a business owner's nightmare, you know.
Yeah, that's correct.
Somebody at the bottom of the pile screws up, you know.
You're very good, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a good rest of the day. We'll reach out again soon.
Talk soon. Bye-bye.
Paul Applebaum on two very different cases.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.